We tapping in today, just chopping it up. You're going to think about, discuss different things with the book, you know, the book, that book, the Bible, you know. A lot of my dear friends, they're pastors, they're women pastors, you know. We all have, you know, our own conversations about the book. And I stand on the table and I tell them about this all the time. Like, you know, I respect religion. I'm a very spiritual person. I believe in higher powers and all of that inner sight, you know. I'm an Aquarius, so that should tell you a lot about, you know, mind frame, my thought process, and just a lot about me as a being, so to speak. I'm very creative. I'm very intuitive. And so for me, when I discuss the book, you know, that book that we call the Bible, I have a lot of different perspectives regarding it, because for me, it's hard to grasp a concept of something that has been altered, you know. From a creative perspective, I look at it on a more deeper level. It's understanding that it's a book, right? And understanding the truth of where it originated and the truth of what it's used for creates the conversation. Like I said, I'm being careful with my words because I don't want to offend anyone or anything like that. But at the end of the day, I think very deeply. I think very deeply when it comes to things like this, because like I said, it's some people use it for good, you know, to help others better understanding of themselves and in their spiritual sense. But then you also have those that use it for manipulation purposes to prey on the weak, the vulnerable, the hurt. And it's a fine line between the two. So when you look at it in an aspect of, okay, so is it a thing to help or is it a thing to hurt? You know, just on my research and things that I've read and understood, I know that the book has been altered and tampered with. And anything that has been altered and tampered with, it comes down to a place of what was the root of why it was altered and tampered with. So I don't know. We can dig deep into the Bible and we can say, okay, it was used to control the slaves, right? And then from there you could say, okay, so they take it from controlling the slaves into controlling the black community, because we all know that the black community thrives on the church, lives on the church. And I'm sure we all grew up with that. Where Sunday, where you at? You at the church. You at the church. You getting baptized, you at the church all day Sunday. That's what Big Mama got you doing. But, you know, as I've gotten older and I've come into my own person, you know, and I've just experienced things and just observed the lifestyle and the culture of the black church. It's a lot of corruption. It's a lot of misinformation. And I just think differently on it. Hopefully I can get some of my friends that are pastors to join me in this conversation and we can discuss the book, Bible, and take it a little deeper. But for now, that's all I really got on it. I'm a spiritualist. I believe that there are higher powers, and I believe that God is in all of us, and we are God because we are made of God. God is a spirit. He's our entity. We are God. And when I say that God is within each of us, it may go a little beyond some people's thoughts and understanding. Some people may misinterpret that statement, but for me, I say that God is within. Is, you know, like I said, I have alternative ways of thinking about the universe, the laws of attraction, life as it is. But I believe that each and every one of us, we have our own particle, meaning that we are all derivatives of God. We come from God. We're made of God. We are God. So therefore, that's what I say, and that's what I mean when I say that we have God within. It's been an interesting day today. I've come across some things in the media, and President Trump, he's releasing a Bible, or he's, let me pull up my documents so I'm accurate what I'm reading here. But it comes that he has a new Bible, you know. I don't know if I should say his name or say the number. I don't know, because at the end of the day, he's a businessman. I'm not getting into politics or anything of the sort. My thing is, whatever's best for the country, I'm sure the people will figure it out. But at the end of the day, I'm enjoying watching the movie. If you know, you know. And I'll just leave it right there. Let me see. I'm trying to find the documents, information on the Trump Bible. I thought that was interesting. So I decided I'll include it in my talk for the day. So, okay, he has this $60 Bible. Let's see. I wonder if it's going to include the Book of Enoch. If it's going to include the Book of Enoch and a couple of other things that are missing. So I might purchase it to do a deep dive and a comparison. You know, that's what I would just because I'm an avid learner. I like to learn things. I like information. And anyone that knows me personally, they know that if it's something that captures my interest and it's intriguing to me, I'm going to dive in. I want to know. You know what I mean? According to the New York Times, Trump's newest venture, a $60 Bible. I'm going to come back on that. This is the U.S. News. Okay, so they have an article today. Lauren Camera stated for today, Trump said in a video posted on his True Social account this week, and I truly believe that we need to bring them back, and we have to bring them back. Okay, I'm with that because I carry one with me every day. I just got a new one. One of my nieces gave me a new one. I got a new little one because my old little one, I usually always have one in my pocket. Everyone that knows, they know. But it's interesting. So, let's see what we got here. So, it says that he has a new Bible as well as, okay, they talked about the golden high-top sneakers that are $399. Okay, and they talked about the other stuff. Okay, well, we're here for the book. So, we're going to dive into the book. So, I'm going to get the book. I'm going to buy the book because, I'm interested to know what is interpreted, what is included, what is not included in comparison to the latter versions of the book. And I think it's a great venture. If that's, you know, he's a businessman, you got to always remember that. So at the end of the day, I love my country. I love my people. And let's keep moving. You listen to Sober Cutie Radio, you tap into the pod. We're going to give you intoxicating information and knowledge. We're going to keep you tipsy. So let's go running back. And also be sure to visit SoberCutie.com to keep up to date on any and everything that we have bubbling. And we're just warming up. We're just warming up. So tap in. If you want to do a show, you want to collabo, it's all good. There's no beefs in the streets. There's none of that. We just out here trying to create a community of conversation, an open place of dialogue, and that's about it. So tap in. Be sure to visit SoberCutie.com. We're on all platforms. I want to give a shout out to, look, I'm bringing it back old school. I want to give a shout out to all of my partners. I'm partner with iHeartRadio, SS.com, Music, Pandora, Spotify, just to name a few. It's growing daily. I appreciate you helping me grow. Tap in once again. To all my fellow sisters and brothers, you know what time it is. Tap in. Some cutie. I'm out.